This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to In Focus. I'm Roger Gray. Good to have you with us. And we're going to talk chili this morning. Blue Daniels is with us from the Rose City Chili Pod.
Yes.
Have I got that right?
Yes.
Which is a part of the Chili Appreciation Society International. You know, and I've always known about Terlingua. I didn't realize there was a pseudo-international organization built around it.
We are all over the world, and we've had teams from Shanghai and Belgium have come over and cooked in the international finals down in Terlingua, which is the first Saturday in November.
Now, they're into chili in Shanghai?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
My guess is, and by the way, the reason we're doing all this is a big chili cook-off is coming up, but I was trying to establish, I mean, do they do something special that's sort of Chinese
with the chili? I have no idea what they do over there.
Okay.
I know that they sent some delegates over 1 year, and they cooked in the finals.
Belgian chili, would that have worst in it or something? I don't know. Anyway, well, let's talk about the big chili cook-off coming up here.
Okay, it's our 43rd ever Rose City Chili Cook-Off.
Mm-hmm. And
we're having it on March the 1st. Is the big public day where we will have the public tasting and the people's choice voting.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the day that we do beans. And junior chili, if you pre-register so that we know the juniors are coming anyway, then Cassie chili and the people's choice. Our official pod cook-off, which we have to have every year, mm-hmm. is actually going to be on Sunday. And it's our official pod cook-off because the winner on Sunday is automatically qualified to get an invitation to cook in Terlingua.
I thought beans were verboten in Texas chili.
Oh, that's just beans, not in the chili. It's just
beans
competition.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Just beans competition.
I thought there was like a special, okay, today we'll add beans. All right.
No beans in chili.
Yeah.
No.
See, I keep telling my wife that, and she said, no, I like beans in my chili.
Well, no, personally, I kind of like some beans in my chili and all that good stuff, but in competition chili, no fillers.
You realize you just said that publicly. I mean, you understand that.
I freely admit that.
How does one become a, I mean, yeah, we all love chili. I understand. But how did it get so organized, for goodness sakes?
Well, actually, Carol Shelby and Wick Fowler are the ones that got it started as a competition.
I knew Carol Shelby way back then,
yeah. And so it just started into an organization, and they made rules and sanctioned cook-offs. And so now we have a point system.
really?
Where you have to earn enough points to get an invitation to go to Terlingua.
Well, I'm old enough to remember the Jerry Jeff Walker Viva Terlingua album.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yes. One of my favorites.
Which kind of put Terlingua, I guess it put it on the map. Well, I can't remember if that was before the chili or not.
No, it was probably around the same time.
Yeah, Hondo Crouch and the whole gang there.
Yes.
Do you know, and I know Carol, the few times I have talked to Carol Shelby, he was a strange man anyway, but and by the way, Matt Damon played him in that Ford versus Ferrari movie. Yeah. So that's the Carol Shelby we're talking about. But do you have any idea why Terlingua? Why? I mean, I'm sure he loved chili like everybody else. He was a Texan.
I have no idea why Terlingua was chosen. I'm sure it's somewhere in the history archives, but
it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, it is. That's probably why, because nobody will come bother you down there.
I guess. Well, tell me about the local chili pod. What do you guys do?
Okay. Well, we like to cook chili.
Okay.
And so we go to chili cook-offs, and then we have to host one for our pod. This is our local chapter. It's called the Chili Pod.
Okay.
And we have a president, which is called our Great Pepper, and vice president, which is Pepper. We have cute little nicknames for our officers. Like I said, this is our 43rd ever chili cook-off. We have a new location this year. We are back at the fairgrounds, but it's the new fairgrounds, the Park of East Texas. So we'll be out there on the first weekend of March, March 1st and 2nd, a two-day cook-off. Anybody can cook. You don't have to be a member of Cassie. You don't have to be a member of our local pod. Anybody can come and cook.
Okay.
But you do have to follow the Cassie rules.
Okay. What are the Cassie rules?
Basically, it's got to be made from scratch.
Okay.
No commercial mixes.
All right.
Made from scratch on the day of the cook-off. No fillers such as beans, rice.
Okay.
There's five criteria that the chili is judged on, and a smooth consistency of meat and gravy is one of the criteria.
Okay.
So that kind of eliminates your big chunks of onion, big chunks of tomato, which would distinguish your chili maybe from somebody else's. So it's just a smooth consistency of meat and gravy for the competition chili. People's Choice. For a $5 donation, you can get a little cup, a spoon, and a voting ballot. And we'll have several people out there competing in the People's Choice. And it's pretty much local bragging rights. We like to have a lot of locals out there just having a good time cooking their own chili. There's no rules for that chili. You do whatever you want to on that chili. And then whoever the public, you know, whoever gets the most votes gets people's
choice. So if you're from Louisiana, you can add the rice, I guess, at that point.
You could for that competition, but not in the Cassie.
What do people get to taste the chili anyway, whether you're voting or not?
Yes, you can come out and be a judge, and we desperately need judges.
Okay.
The only criteria for that is that you need to like chili.
Well, yeah, hello.
Yes, hello, duh. But like I said,
throw a dart, you're going to hit somebody that, you know.
I hope so.
Right.
I hope so. We always are looking for judges. And we have several rounds of judging. So that first round, everybody wants to do that. Well, then we need judges for the second round, maybe in the final table and all that. So we definitely need judges. Just come out and ask to be a judge.
a tough vetting process
Do you have two legs and can you walk up?
Hello, and can you
feed
chili?
Yourself?
Yeah. What? Can you lift a spoon?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how detailed, if you're a judge, how detailed do you have to be? You can't say, I like that one over that one, you know.
Well, we have a judging process. Well, first of all, you have to be at least 18 in order to judge the Cassie chili.
Okay.
We have the five criteria.
Just in case somebody put bourbon in the chili or something, I guess.
Well, that would probably be in the People's Choice.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to sabotage your chili for the competition stuff. And beer, beer's just not good in chili at all, nowhere.
It's anyway. Good with chili,
good with chili, but not in the chili.
Okay.
The five criteria for judging chili is we will pass out the cups and they're numbered. You take the lid off and you smell of that chili. It's in a cup. You smell of it. Does it smell like good chili? The next one is going to be red color because we do a red chili. We don't do green chili or, you know, any other color chili.
Okay.
Red chili is a red color. And then the consistency, smooth consistency of meat and gravy.
Okay.
Then the next one you're going to look at is taste.
Yeah.
Does it taste like good chili to you? Do you enjoy it? And then the fifth criteria is what we call aftertaste, which is what I like to tell my judges is the glow in the back of your throat.
Okay.
It should come up within 5 seconds. Was it pleasurable? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Take those five criteria in mind and give that chili a whole number score. And then you pass it on. And you taste the next chili. And you're not going to taste everybody's chili. We may have 50, 60 chilies turned in. You're only going to judge, you know, 10 to 12, maybe 13.
You may be chilied out by the time.
Yeah. But if you come out to judge, we will definitely feed you lunch.
Sounds like wine tasting, to be quite honest. You know, it's got a nice bouquet. It's an impertinent little chili. Yeah.
Well, the only thing that we don't have on our judging sheets is a place for you to write down your opinion. We don't care about your opinion. You can talk about that after you get done.
Oh, okay. All right.
We just have a place for scores.
Okay.
And then the chili that has the high score wins.
Is there, has there been like a consistent winner or at least a consistent high placer in our area?
No, not really.
Really?
We have the top 10. Every cook-off has the top 10.
Yeah.
First place gets 4 points. Toward Terlingua, you know, you have to earn your points to get the invitation. Second place gets 3 points. Third place gets 2 points. Mm-hmm. And then we're very generous. Fourth through 10th place will get 1 point. And so a lot of people say we get to Terlingua 1 point at a time. They're like maybe 9th or 10th at every cook-off. But we have the 10 places. So in Texas, it's a 12-point state because we do have so many cook-offs in the state of Texas. You have to have 12 points.
Well, and it's Texas chili and it's Texas.
Exactly. You know, so. Well, chili is our state food.
Right.
when was that? The 65th legislature, I think.
Oh, did they did. That. You're right. Okay.
Made it the official food of chili, no matter what they say about barbecue.
1977. Okay. State dish of Texas.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you got, what'd you say, 50, 60?
Hopefully. People? Well, hopefully we'll have that many.
Yeah.
There was a time that they had over 200 cooks at the Rose City Chili Cook-Off.
Whoa.
Years and years ago.
Okay.
But we're hoping to have at least 50 cooks this year.
I was going to say COVID probably hit pretty hard.
It hit everybody hard.
Yeah.
It sure did.
But y'all have recovered?
Slowly but surely.
Okay.
Yeah, just like everything else. Slowly but surely, we're coming back.
Where do people come from? How far afield do you go?
We have cooks from Louisiana. We have cooks come from New Mexico, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. Arkansas, and all over Texas. 1 year we had a group from Kansas City come down for our cook-off. So it's how far they want to travel.
Well, chili is pretty universal. Well, since you mentioned Shanghai and Belgium, it's pretty universal.
It is. Yeah. We have even had Bagram Air Force Base.
Bagram.
Okay. We even had a chili cook-off over there for the military, and we shipped them pots and spices.
Whoa.
And, you know, had the rule book over there, and
they had their own
chili cook-off at that Air Force Base over there. So
cool.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that raised the morale incredibly.
Oh, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
So this is now this is not just for your enjoyment. This also benefits the community.
CASI, Chili Appreciation Society International, CASI. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to cook chili for charity and fun.
Okay.
So all of our cook-offs, everywhere we have a cook-off, the proceeds from that cook-off must benefit a local charity.
Okay.
This year, since we're having it out at the Park of East Texas, the new fairgrounds,
mm-hmm.
Our charity is the Scholarships of the East Texas State Fair.
Okay.
And that's going to cover the East Texas Cattleettes Association.
Cattleettes?
Farm and Ranch Club of Smith County, the East Texas State Fair Scholarships,
mm-hmm.
Texas Festival and Events Scholarship, and the Academic Rodeo. So there's 5 scholarships that go through the East Texas State Fair,
mm-hmm.
and all of our proceeds for that chili cook-off will benefit those scholarship programs.
All right. Anybody can enter?
Anybody can enter.
There's no entry fee or anything? Or?
Well, yes, there's an entry fee. It's $25 to enter.
Okay.
Either CASI Chili or People's Choice. It's $25 to enter.
And reading this, it looks like you got to be able to make a minimum of 2 gallons.
If you're going to serve to the public. People's Choice, you serve to the public. They get that tasting cup and they walk around and taste the chili and then they vote on who they think. That's the People's Choice. No rules.
Okay.
CASI judging is totally different. It's done separately over in a building. We have table monitors, we have rules, we have judging sheets.
Oh, my.
But the People's Choice is just out there in the parking lot. Tell us who you think has the best chili out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you say on a good year, 50, 60, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you any idea how?
I'd take up to 75. I'd take 100. That's more money for the charity.
Any idea how it's going this year?
Not a clue. We don't really require pre-registration.
Oh.
It's basically word of mouth.
Okay.
So I really have no idea who's going to show up.
So show up, pay your 25, and start cooking, basically.
And the first 50 registered CASI cooks, we have a cook's gift bag for them. The Tyler Rosebush.
Uh-huh.
And several other things from around town. So if you're the first 50 that register, get a goodie bag.
Very cool.
Swag bag.
So they use like a Coleman camp stove? How do you do it?
Yeah, most of them will do that because you're out there with, you know, no electricity or anything like that. Some people will use a hot plate.
Okay.
You know, I've seen them, or either that they have to bring their generator or find a plug somewhere. But most of them are on Coleman camp stoves with propane.
Okay, because you're out in a parking lot, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's another rule of the Cassie chili, besides it having to be made from scratch on the day, it must be cooked out in public.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't
be in a room with the door closed, or in your motor home with the door closed. It's got to be.
Or you can't bring it in with you.
No, it's got to be cooked that day.
Because you could have just poured a can of Wolf's Brand in there and heated it up.
It's been done.
Has it been done?
It's been done.
Do people really try to cheat with that?
Yes. We've seen it happen, but that's okay. We take it anyway, and we judge it. It just gets a low score.
You
can tell.
You can tell, store brand chili.
Canned.
Okay. Wow. I was wondering about that when I read all of this info. Cassie benefits a lot of organizations.
Yes.
In every market.
We probably raise over $1 million every year for local charities all over the United States and wherever they have cookoffs.
How many local,
we will raise over $1 million a year.
Any idea how many local groups like yours there are around the country?
We have 63 pods.
Okay.
In various places. California.
I was going to say only 50
West
states.
Virginia has one. Washington State has one. Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Florida, North Carolina. We have chili pods all over the place. There's 63 of us. So that's at least 63 cook-offs every year that give money to charity.
I wonder how authentic it is when you go up to some place like Washington or whatever. We were visiting.
Maybe they make elk chili.
we were visiting my wife's relations in Delaware, and they took us for Mexican food.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It was not good. I'll just say that. You know.
Well,
they tried to make healthy Mexican food.
I have no words for that.
I know. Well,
not in Delaware.
Well, but that makes me wonder about the chili being served in places that are not normally noted for.
Yeah.
For chili.
You never know what kind of ingredients are going to
okay.
eat with it. Yeah.
So coming up March the 2nd.
On Sunday.
Right?
That's our official pod cook-off.
Okay.
And the winner of that one is automatic. They don't have to get 12 points if they don't have any. And even if you're not a Cassie member, if you win on Sunday, you're automatically qualified. You'll just need to join Cassie. You got to be a member to cook and get an invitation to Terlingua.
So you're qualified to go to Terlingua.
If the winner on Sunday is.
Mm-hmm.
The winner on Sunday. And anybody else that happens to reach their 12 points or however many they need, you know, and they qualified our cook-off. But the winner, first place on Sunday, is automatically.
Are people really, serious about this? I mean, is it like
Oh, yes. They are serious about it. It is their lifestyle. They'll be at a chili cook-off practically every weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I mentioned to you before we started, I was from Houston, and I know at the livestock show and rodeo, huge chili cook-off every year.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is not a Cassie-sanctioned cook-off.
Oh, I'm
yeah. But it's a big chili cook-off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they have one in Fort Worth, too.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because Fort Worth has a big rodeo, too.
Yes.
But those aren't Cassie. So it's what
that one's not.
What's required to be Cassie is
you just have to ask. We'd like to have a chili cook-off. We want to have it Cassie sanctioned.
That way
you reach all the Cassie cooks plus all your local wannabes.
I have to tell you, the rules are a little loosey goosey to be honest. To join Cassie or whatever.
Well, if you get your points and if you get qualified, then you have to be a member of Cassie to get the invitation to cook down there.
In Terlingua.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you want to wait until you get all your points and then join Cassie, it's $25 a year.
Do you go to the Terlingua cook-off?
I've been going for 18 years.
Wow.
I love it down there.
Have you ever cooked down there?
I have.
Yeah?
How'd you do? Against 325 other cooks.
Whoa. How'd you do?
First off the table.
Really?
First in the trash can.
Oh, no.
I probably didn't advance very much. It was my first time to cook. My first year to cook, actually.
What makes a good chili?
I would say, well, it's going to be cumin is okay. What's going to make it chili, but your different chili powders.
I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it is. Yeah.
Well, it's the thing that gives chili its chili flavor, kind of.
It's pop, yeah.
Besides the chili powder.
Okay.
And there's probably 150 different kinds of chili powder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it depends on if you want it hot, if you want it dark red, if you want it bright red, different peppers, you know, what your personal favorite peppers, you know, so it's all personal preference.
Any warning? I mean, have people just made it too hot? You know, it's good chili, but it's too hot.
Sometimes they get a little bit too much pepper in there,
and it
will be a little hot. That's why we have cheese on the table for the judges. They have to clean their mouth out in between each cup that they're judging.
Oh, it is like wine tasting, isn't it?
Yes. We have to have a clean palate. We'll have water, you know, to rinse your mouth out. We'll have cheese to cut the heat.
Uh-huh.
We'll have crackers to, you know, clean your mouth out and everything. So, yeah, you got to have a fresh palate to get to that next cup of chili. Some people do make it really hot.
Yeah.
And that's not pleasurable.
Well, I was going to say, that probably
it
is.
It burns your mouth and it ruins you for the rest
of the
chili.
Easy on the peppers.
White pepper is what will get it too hot.
Really?
White pepper.
Okay.
And a little bit too much cayenne.
That's not that ghost pepper thing, is it?
No.
No, okay.
Not white pepper.
Yeah, that's the killer pepper.
Ghost pepper. No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put any of that in my chili.
Well,
sometimes people get too much cayenne.
Uh-huh.
So you got to be real sparingly on the heat. Because you don't want to offend the judges.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know, you don't want to make them,
or
it's too
hurt
hot.
Them.
Yeah. You want a good score. You want them to be impressed with your chili.
So cumin.
Cumin, yeah.
Chili powder.
Garlic, onion. Now, since we do have to have a smooth consistency of meat and gravy, you can either liquefy your onions.
Okay.
But they get it from onion powder, garlic powder. Some people use onion juice and garlic juice to get the grit out of their gravy.
Oh, okay.
You know, because the spices, if they don't cook up long enough, it's kind of gritty.
Oh,
so
okay.
Judges don't really like gritty chili.
Gotcha.
Either. You know, so I used to use onion juice and garlic juice.
Mm-hmm.
Basically that's it. Chicken broth, beef broth, meat. It's a chili grind. We don't usually cut meat anymore. It used to be cut, you know, little pieces of steak cut up into little cubes. Don't do that anymore. This is a chili grind cook-off.
So, sort of like hamburger?
Yes.
I mean, really?
Yeah. Well, you can get chili grind, which is going to be the bigger worms. What they call them, worms, you know, because it looks like, you know, you can do the
you
little hamburger
bar. You
can
so
ask
appetizing.
For chili. You can ask for chili grind, and it just comes out like as big as your finger.
Huh.
And it's just, you know, a little bit more together than the.
So you can't. My wife likes to put chunks of, you know, like steak in the chili.
And, oh, yeah.
But y'all don't do that now.
Not so much anymore, and we have the choice of either having an open cook-off, which is your choice of meat, or chili grind.
Yeah.
Only cut meat is kind of gone by the wayside.
Okay.
Because it's just too much trouble.
Really? Okay.
People don't like to get up at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning and start cutting up a chuck roast into little, little bitty finger size, you know, things. So, you know, they got to be cubed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like shredding it or anything.
Right.
It's got to be cute. So it's a lot more trouble.
Yeah, I guess so.
And actually, in 2006, that was the first year in Terlingua at the International that chili grind won.
Oh, okay.
It had been cut meat up until then, but they were starting to go over to chili grind.
Hmm.
And 2006 was the first year that a chili grind chili won. One first place.
So basically, we're getting lazy.
We're getting lazy. That's right. We're getting lazy.
Okay. All right. So you say there are people that just go from cook-off to cook-off to cook-off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
well, they're trying to get their
chili cooks.
They're trying to get their points. But we've made such good friends.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you're sitting with somebody for 4 or 5 hours cooking chili and talking. So we're all like a big family.
Okay.
You know, it's like a big family reunion every Saturday. You go to a chili cook-off.
Okay.
So, yeah, but they will chase those points. They want that point to qualify so that they can come to Terlingua.
Well, I've heard that about barbecue cook-offs, too, that people go from town to town.
Mm-hmm. They have barbecue cook-offs like that, too. Yeah, the Texas Barbecue Society, I think TBS or something like that.
it's all gotten so organized.
Yeah, whatever you want to cook, I'm sure there's an organization for it.
I'm sure.
I do want to touch on the Saturday cook-off, March the 1st.
Okay.
At 12 o'clock noon, they turn in beans. So if you want to enter the bean competition, you think you got good beans. And the only rule in beans is that whatever kind of bean it is must look, smell, and taste like that bean. It's not always pintos. Pintos are not the only kind of beans in the world.
Yeah.
So whatever kind of bean it is, we've had green beans turned in. We've had lima bean, butter beans. You know, whatever kind of bean it is, it must look, smell, and taste like that bean. That's $10 to enter.
Okay.
And you turn in at 12 o'clock noon to be judged. I need bean judges, too. Always calling for judges. So come out, and if you want to taste some beans, come out and be there by 11:45. I'll seat you at a bean table.
So if you want to make yourself a nice bowl of cowboy beans and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, now you got me intrigued. What? How would you make a bean taste different? I don't understand.
That's just the rule that we came up with because everybody's going, what do we have to do? Whatever kind of bean it is, it must look, smell, and taste like that bean.
Huh.
So
okay.
I don't know how you would make a green bean any different.
Yeah, or a lima bean.
Put pinto bean seasoning in, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's the only rule on beans, and that's really no rule at all.
But it can be baked beans, it can be...
Whatever it is, it must look, smell, and taste like whatever it's supposed to be.
Okay.
There's another part of the cook-off that is also Cassie sanctioned, and it's the entertainment part of the cook-off.
Oh.
And we're also looking, it's called showmanship.
Uh-huh.
And we're also looking not only for cooks to come out, but we're looking for show teams. If you want to come out and have fun, they are judged also on 5 criteria.
Okay.
The first one being a theme.
Uh-huh.
The next one being costumes. Do you have a costume? Does your theme match your costumes? Booth decorations. Does all that tie into your theme? Action. Are you doing some kind of action, playing a game, putting on a show, you know, singing, whatever.
While you're cooking?
No.
Oh, this is
well,
separate.
If you're a chili cook, it might be during the same time, but that's probably when you're having your chili rest, you know, because you let it turn off and sit for a little while. Action, if you're doing anything. And then audience participation. Are people watching you? Are they enjoying what you're doing? Are they if you're playing a game, are they participating? Those 5 criteria is for a showmanship team.
Okay.
It's also Cassie sanctioned, and we also have showmanship finals out in Terlingua.
Really?
Right after they turn in their chili.
Yeah.
Then we have 2 hours of showmanship, and that's champions also. Those are show champions.
Wow.
So we're looking for show teams.
So you could combine, you could be like the chili version of the Japanese chef that
exactly
plays around at your table.
Yeah. Exactly. You could certainly do that. You could certainly do that. And I need showmanship judges too.
Yeah.
So anybody that wants to come out and just be a little bit more involved in the cook-off, please get with me. I need show judges. I need chili judges. I need bean judges. So anybody interested, just contact me.
Okay. I'm just picturing, have you had cooks that are really, they've done it enough and they've been to so many cook-offs and so forth, they got their patter down, they've got, you know, they make it more interesting than just making chili.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because they know what they're doing, and it's like second nature.
Okay.
So they're just going along, and you're just looking at them going, what in the world? Oh, and they're naturally doing everything that they have to do.
Utah Carl and his chili. You know,
that's right. That's right. Oh, and we talk trash to each other, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, don't eat that chili. That's Wolf Brand chili. I'm sorry, Wolf Brand. I didn't mean that.
No, well, Wolf is okay. If you're in a hurry,
oh,
Wolf
but see,
is okay.
That's the kind of friends we are. We're all friends, and we love each other.
Okay.
Sure do, especially during the People's Choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, go ahead and throw their chili away. Come have some of ours. You know, that kind of stuff. It's all fun.
Does the public play along with it?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, sure. They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah, especially if you have a friend who's cooking and you can diss the other guy's chili. Yeah.
Exactly. That's only on Saturday. The beans, well, showmanship is also on Sunday. Chili and showmanship only on Sunday.
Okay.
But the People's Choice, the beans. If we have any juniors that want to come out and cook, we can team them up with an experienced chili cook.
Okay.
But that's only on Saturday.
All right. Well, before we run out of time, let's tell them how to get in touch.
Okay. My number is 903-372-2818. Text only, please.
Okay. All right. So text if you want to get involved.
Or just show up. Just come out there and show up. We love that.
Okay. Lou Daniels, thank you so much.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. appreciate you letting me talk about this.
And by the way, this will be on our website, ktbb.com. Thank you all. We'll see you next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.